Christmas is not celebrated by everyone. Though the Christmas spirit crosses religious lines, as NPR's Howard Berkus rediscovered.
This Christmas, my 80-something stepfather is in the hospital. My 80-something mother was released from that same Catholic hospital Christmas Eve. They actually shared symptoms and even a room in the cardiopulmonary care unit. They do everything together, I told the nurses and doctors. Spending Christmas in the hospital is a tradition for my Jewish mom and stepdad. Until now, they went there as volunteers, relieving Christian workers so they could stay home on Christmas. My mother has done this as long as I can remember, and it makes me think of the Christmas spirit as an ecumenical thing. Jews can find meaning in a holiday not really relevant to them. It wasn't always this way. I remember a music class in elementary school where we were expected to sing Christmas carols with gusto, but there's that one carol that ends with the phrase, "Christ the Lord." Even the Christian kids mumbled that one. Our grumpy music teacher was furious. "If there's anyone here who doesn't believe Christ is the Lord," she sputtered, "raise your hand." I raised my hand. Just this past Thanksgiving, a dinner guest at a friend's house insisted we all sing what I can only characterize as Jesus songs. "I'm not Christian," I protested, but she persisted, arguing that she once sang in Fiddler on the Roof. This Christmas, I'm thinking about returned favors and hospitals. When my mom was wheeled into her hospital room Friday, she was greeted by a gauntlet of carolers. Every one of them looked her straight in the eye and smiled as they sang. Mom was absolutely buoyant on that gurney. Saturday, a woman with a red yarmulke and auto harp showed up. My mom and stepdad were hooked up to tubes and machines, but they still sang Jewish hymns, tears welling in their eyes. My mom's at home today, but my stepdad is still in his hospital bed. He's getting care from a hospital staff my mom can't stop praising for good humor and attentiveness. These are the people who kept my mom and stepdad together, literally, at a time when they needed each other most. That gives my mother comfort at home alone today. The hospital staff doesn't know it, but they're returning favors of many Christmases past.
NPR's Howard Berkus is working for us today from his base in Salt Lake City.